News Talk 1620 WTAW, our Friday visit with Rhonda Seaton of the College Station Police Department. As folks are listening to our conversation, you're part of a farewell reception for one of the good guys.
Yes, we have one of our assistant chiefs, Assistant Chief Larry Johnson. He is retiring and had a reception for him this afternoon.
Give us a little bit of biographical information.
Okay. Chief Johnson is actually a College Station native. He grew up in College Station. He joined the police department in 1978, and that just began his tenure. He promoted to sergeant in 1984, to lieutenant in 1994, and pretty much every division of the department has somehow been touched by him. I think the only position he hasn't had would be communications operator and jailer. He was assigned to and supervised the Criminal Investigation Division, a sergeant in that division for almost 10 years. He established our hostage negotiation team back in 1988, and he was actually commander of that until 1994. He attended the FBI National Academy, and that's a great honor to be selected to do that. He's been commander of Day Watch Patrol, Community Services, Technical Services, and, again, our Criminal Investigation Division. He promoted to Assistant Chief in 2005, and since the time he has been Assistant Chief, he has supervised the Field Operations Bureau and then our Operations Support Bureau, which is what I'm a part of, and he is our Bureau Chief right now.
So what becomes of the position?
At this point, I think that they are not going to fill it right away. I don't know what they will do with that position in the future, but I think right now they're going to reevaluate the duties, and you know, budget times are hard, and so they're going to revisit that position, and I don't know what they will do with it in the future. I don't know if they will end up promoting someone into it or whether they will let it sit for a while. I think that that's something that is still under discussion.
Visiting with Rhonda Seaton at the College Station Police Department, let's give one more plug to tomorrow's Household Hazardous Waste event as it applies to also the opportunity to dispose of the prescription drugs you don't need anymore.
It is a DEA drug take-back program. It's sponsored by the Brazos County Sheriff's Office, and other law enforcement agencies are assisting them. It's a unique opportunity because lots of people, you have old prescription drugs, drugs that are expired, drugs that you don't use anymore. And I don't think a lot of people realize that if you flush them down the toilet or put them into landfills, they could eventually contaminate our fresh water supply. And so we strongly discourage people from doing that, but we know also that they don't want those old prescriptions in their home. At the hazardous waste disposal event tomorrow, they're going to be set up and they're going to be taking your unused and or expired medication, and they will dispose of it safely.
And do you have the particulars? I know it's east of Veterans Park off of Highway, off of Harvey Road that you enter. Do you remember the times?
It will be from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you enter from Harvey Road into the old University Services Building. It's amazingly well organized. They have got this down to a science. They will funnel you in there and direct you to where you need to go, depending on what you have to dispose of. They have this down to a T, and so it doesn't usually take very long to be able to get through there and get out.
Rhonda Seaton with the College Station Police Department with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.